Hello, listeners. Welcome. My name's Sailor. I'm a 5'5 freshman at the University of Colorado Boulder, and I would describe myself as both physically and emotionally strong, but I know that almost every other person is equally as strong as me, which is fine. However, this summer, I wish I was stronger, or at least knew how to defend myself. If you couldn't tell by the name of this podcast, I'm laying out why universities, and more specifically, the University of Colorado at Boulder, should offer free self-defense classes. This podcast's aim is for me to give you, the listener, data from reputable sources and firsthand experiences from both myself and a fellow student, Sherry Lynn Halden, with whom I had the opportunity to interview about this topic and her personal experiences with it. I'll also share a tragic story that happened here at the University of Colorado at Boulder. This summer, I was enjoying having no real responsibilities. I had no summer assignments because I was taking the leap from high school to college. I worked, hung out with friends, got an internship at a news station, and can honestly say I had one of the best summers ever. One night, my friend and I were sitting at a picnic table in a very common area, which was very lit up, and we were talking for about an hour when out of nowhere someone dropped cornhole bags down from the second story balcony. These cornhole bags barely missed our heads and we got freaked out. We heard no one laughing, saw no one ducking, and were genuinely confused and started to get anxious. I, trying to feel brave, decided to walk up the stairs and see if I saw any tweens finding their prank funny. I grabbed the mace that I always kept with me when I was out and walked up the stairs. However, I saw no one. A couple seconds later, I get a call from my friend, who was still down at the picnic table. She said, "Hey Sailor, I think you need to come back. A guy followed up the stairs about 50 feet behind you and I think he has a machete." I look back and see the man at the top of the stairs. I look around, desperately looking for another way to get away besides going through the man. To my left, about 100 feet, there's another staircase, and I try to walk calmly while my friend watches from below. However, the closer I get to the stairs, the more scared I become. The man was still behind me and gaining fast. Once I reached the stairs, I bolted. I ran to the picnic table, grabbed my friend's arm, and we booked it to my car about 2 blocks away from the table. When we got to the car, we could see the figure of the man still standing there with the light of lanterns behind him. That night, I was terrified. I had taken one self-defense class before, but the only thing I learned was how to take a punch and how to effectively put my weight into a punch. I didn't know how to react when I saw someone with a weapon, or what to do if I were to be caught in a situation where the attacker has a weapon. I had no experience on how to not look scared or how to de-escalate a situation like this. I, like many other female students, want to know how to protect myself using RAD, which is synonymous with self-defense and stands for Rape Aggression Defense. According to worldofselfdefense.com, an online space where individuals can learn more about self-defense, RAD courses aim to teach learners how to, quote, recognize and avoid dangerous situations and how to defend yourself in an event that you are attacked, end quote. RAD teaches many things, from how to not look like a victim by looking directly at an aggressor versus shying away, to more skill with balance, all the way to the knowledge of, quote, defense against chokes, knife attacks, wrist grabs, hair grabs, headlocks, and bear hugs, according to Laura N. Lowe, manager of marketing and public relations at Lewis and Clark College in Oregon. But RAD doesn't just teach technicalities. Officer Rose Stiegel, a self-defense trainer, stated that participants feel a newfound feeling of confidence after taking classes. Confidence that they can protect themselves against or even avoid an attacker. And to add on to this, not only could it boost confidence, but according to a study conducted by the University of Washington, students could boost self-esteem too. Classes have become part of a community and an area for socialization and healing. It's okay to take care of yourself in this day and age, and I personally don't want to rely on others to keep me safe. I need these tactics at my disposal in case I have any other instances like this one that I had this summer. However, I consider how my story ended to be lucky, much luckier than that of Susanna Chase. Susanna Chase was a 23-year-old CU Boulder senior in the year of 1999. She was a normal person. She went to class, looked up at the flat irons, and talked with her friends, like so many of us do on a daily basis. She must not have had her Boulder bubble popped yet, like so many of the new students here. When walking home from a pizza place near her house, she was kidnapped, raped, and ultimately murdered with a baseball bat the day before she was going to fly home to her family for Christmas. Her body was found the following morning and was pronounced dead after spending a day in the hospital in critical condition. According to Libby de Blasio, a local reporter who wrote extensively on Susanna Chase's case, CU Boulder offered a couple free self-defense courses after her death, but after the initial shock, there haven't been many since. It took 12 years to finally put Diego Almos Alcalde away for the death of Susanna Chase when his DNA was taken for another kidnapping in Wyoming, ultimately linking the semen found in Susanna's underwear. When seeing what could happen to individuals, it's hard to think about there being any negatives to free self-defense. One argument from organizations against self-defense in general is that RAD teaches its students aggression. However, to combat this, Ronald Smith, a professor of psychology at the University of Washington, stated that his study on how RAD knowledge affects women's personality was, in fact, positive. Smith found that women became less aggressive and more assertive. Seeing that there was some pushback against free self-defense, it caused me to dive a little deeper into the internet to find what other groups had to say on this topic. I stumbled upon a website called Model Mugging Self-Defense, an online platform aimed at finding proper classes in a space where individuals can discuss self-defense. They aren't so much against free self-defense, but more so the content being taught. They claim that dangerous methods are still being taught to women across the nation, on top of the possibility of aggression. Model Mugging Self-Defense released an article claiming that, quote, "Teaching women to assume a combative stance and block a man's punch as a viable option of protecting can be dangerous. Exchanging punches and kicks in order to disengage and escape can further be dangerous for women," end quote. The majority of this article seemed to want women to be taught how to de-escalate situations, versus learning what to do if a situation cannot be de-escalated. Another area of pushback is the idea of cost. However, if a full-time instructor is not necessary for simple classes, the school could just pay for each individual session. The location could also be a potential cost, but seeing how CU Boulder has a lot of recreational space and outdoor areas, this would not be a problem. You may be thinking, geez, Sailor, this all sounds nice, but how many people actually need this to be free? Well, the most important debate is finding out how many people need these strategies. There's no specific event that can force someone to want to take classes. However, some join to combat trauma they've experienced in the past, or join so they don't have to go through the same trauma their friends or family have gone through. According to the University of Colorado at Boulder's official website, 28% of undergraduate females and 6% of undergraduate males reported experience rape or other types of sexual assault on campus. Along with this, 10% of graduate females and 6% of graduate males also reported experience different types of sexual assault on campus at the University of Colorado Boulder. However, if we were going to take a step back from Boulder alone, the numbers are terrifying. According to Todd Barnes, a Nashville reporter who has written about free self-defense classes in the area, stated that nationwide, quote, 78 women are forcibly raped every hour in the United States, and 1 in 4 college women report being sexually assaulted during 4 years of school, end quote. This amounts to an average of 1,872 women raped every day, and 13,100 a week. And along with that, Barnes stated that, according to RAIN, which stands for Rape Abuse Incest National Network, the self-proclaimed largest anti-sexual violence organization in the United States, there are approximately 463,634 victims aged 12 and older of rape and sexual assault each year in the United States, end quote. With this meaning people being sexually assaulted each year, is the price for RAD knowledge at the expense of those who have been assaulted? Sherry Lynn Halden, a current student at CU Boulder, represented the CU Boulder community during our interview. Would you take self-defense class now?
I would. Because we're women that go to CU Boulder, go to a college, and go to frats, and go to all these things, and it's kind of dangerous. It's good to be able to defend ourselves.
Do you feel safe, like, during the day walking alone?
I do during the day. During the night, I'm definitely, like, uneasy. Like, I'm definitely, like, having my phone out, like, just in case I need to call someone.
Do you want to, like, know more self-defense tactics or, like, take classes?
I would love to, because the only thing I really know is to, like, stick my thumb in someone's eye.
So if CU were to offer free self-defense classes, would you go?
I would go. Everyone should know it because there's dangerous people out in the world, especially women. I mean, at CU, like, the rape cases are insane in numbers and stuff. So it's very important to know.
There's infinitely more pros than cons when it comes to free self-defense classes, especially being offered at CU. Participants learn how to protect themselves, build confidence, find a community, and ace their balancing skills. There has to be a couple $100 lying around from just my tuition alone, and there's 30,000 students here. I think that it is up to us, the CU Boulder community, whether we're students, faculty, or family, to push for free self-defense classes. And not just here and there after some people are assaulted, we need consistency and support. Join groups that want free self-defense, tell admin and your friends about the pros of free self-defense, and if free RAD courses are available, make sure to show up. I know that the Boulder bubble tempts you to think that you're always safe, and in most cases, you probably are. But do we really need another Susanna Chase to get more free self-defense classes? Is death the price you have to pay around here? Come on, Boulder, we can do better.